In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Brahmahat. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the great father Abba Dionysius, the 14th Pope of Alexandria, departed. His parents were star worshippers. For the son, and they put emphasis on teaching him all the knowledge of the sects. One day, a Christian old woman passed by him, who had with her some pages of a book containing an epistle of St. Paul the Apostle, and offered it to him to buy it. When he read it, he found in it strange sayings and unusual knowledge. He asked her, "For how much will you sell it?" She said, "For 1 dinar of gold." He gave her 3 dinars and asked her to find the rest of the pages of the book, and he was willing to pay her double. She went and brought him more pages. Having read them through, he found the book to be still incomplete. He asked her to search for the rest of the book. She told him, "I found these squares among my father's books. If you want to acquire the complete book, go to the church and there you can find it." He went and asked one of the priests to show him what's called the Epistle of St. Paul. He gave it to him, read it, and memorized it. Then he went to send Demetrius, the 12th Pope, who taught and instructed him in the facts of the Christian faith, then baptized him. He became well rehearsed in the doctrine and knowledge of the church, and Abba Demetrius appointed him a teacher for the people. When Abba Demetrius departed and Abba Heraclius was enthroned, he appointed him as a deputy to judge among the believers and entrusted him to administer the affairs of the patriarchate. When St. Heraclius departed, all the people agreed to appoint this father patriarch. He was enthroned on the 1st of Tuba, 28, 246 Anno Domini. December 28, 246 Anno Domini, during the reign of Emperor Philip, who was a lover of the Christians, and he shepherded his flock with the best of care. Nevertheless, he suffered much tribulations when Dacius rose up against Philip and killed him and reigned in his place. He incited persecution against the Christians. Dacius slew many of the patriarchs, bishops, and believers. This father endured much suffering during that time. Dacius died, and Gallus reigned after him, and persecution quieted down during his reign. When Gallus died, and Valerian reigned in his place, he renewed the persecution severely against the Christians, and his men seized Abba Dionysius and imprisoned him. They asked him to worship the idols, but he refused, saying, "We worship God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the one God." They threatened him, killed few men in front of him to terrify him, but he was not afraid. They banished him, and shortly after, they brought him back and told him, "We have been informed that you consecrated the offering secretly by yourself." He replied, "We do not forsake our prayers day or night." Then he turned to the people present around him and told them, "Go and pray, and if I am away from you in the body, I shall be with you in spirit." The governor became raged and returned him to exile. When Sapur, king of Persia, overcame Emperor Valerian and seized him, his son Gallienus, who was wise and gentle, took over the empire. He released all the believers who were in prison and brought back those who were in exile. He wrote to the patriarch and the bishops a letter to assure their safety in opening the churches. In the days of this father, certain people arose in the Arabian countries saying that the soul dies with the body, and on the day of resurrection it shall be raised up with it. He gathered against them a council and anathematized them. When Paul of Samosata denied the Son, a council assembled against him in Antioch. The saint was not able to attend for his age. He wrote a letter to the council, rich with wisdom, explained in it the corruptive opinion of this heretic, and stated the true Orthodox belief. He finished his good strife and departed in a good old age on March 8th, 264 Anno Domini, having sat on the apostolic throne 17 years, 2 months, and 10 days. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, we commemorate the commemoration of the return of great saints Abba Macarius the Great and Abba Macarius of Alexandria from exile on an island in Upper Egypt. Emperor Valens, the Arian, had exiled them to this island. The natives of this island worshipped idols, and according to the order of Valens, the two saints were tortured severely for 3 years. It came to pass one day that Satan entered the daughter of a pagan priest of this island and tortured her. Saint Macarius the Great came forward and prayed over her, and the Lord healed her. And subsequently, the priest and the people of the island believed on the Lord Christ. The saints showed them the facts of the Christian faith and baptized them on the eve of the Feast of Epiphany, 11th of Tuba, changed the temple into a church, and with a revelation from the Lord Christ, they ordained priests and deacons for them. When they wished to return, they did not know the way. So the angel of the Lord appeared to them, guided them walking until they reached Alexandria. From there they went to the wilderness of Skit, Lebarit Shehit. The monks of the wilderness came out to meet them, and they were at the time about 50,000 monks. Among them were Amba John the Short and Amba Bishoy, and they all rejoiced to meet their fathers. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, the holy 40 martyrs of the city of Sebastia were martyred. Emperor Constantine the Great had appointed his friend Lucius ruler for the east and commanded him to treat the Christians well. When he arrived to his headquarters, he ordered his subordinate to worship the idols, but they refused and cursed his idols. That night, some of the soldiers and their children from the city of Sebastia made an agreement among themselves to go to the governor confessing their faith. While they were sleeping, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, strengthened them, and comforted their hearts. In the morning, they stood before the governor and confessed their faith in the Lord Christ. He threatened them, but they were not afraid. He commanded his men to stone them, but the stones came back upon those who stoned them. He ordered to throw them in a nearby lake, which was icy. Their organs were severed because of the excessive cold. One of them, whose strength was weakened, went out of the icy water and entered the bath house nearby the lake. The heat in the bath house melted the ice that was on him, but he died quickly and lost his reward. One of the guards saw angels descending from the heaven, and in their hands crowns. They placed them over the heads of the 39 martyrs, and remained one crown in the hand of the angel. The guard went down into the lake shouting, "I am Christian, I am a Christian." He took the crown that was in the hand of the angel and was counted among the martyrs. Among the martyrs were young men whose mothers encouraged and strengthened them because they remained in the lake for a long time and they did not die. The governor wished to break their legs, but the Lord took their souls and reposed them. He ordered to burn their bodies and to cast them after that into the sea. As they were carrying them out of the lake, they found a young man alive. So they left him. His mother took him and tried to throw him on the wagon, which his mates, but they put him off the wagon again, for he was still alive. His mother took him, and he died in her bosom, so she put him back on the wagon. They took them outside the city and cast them into the fire, which did not harm them. Then they casted them into the river. On the third day, those solemn martyrs appeared to the bishop of Sebastia in a vision and told him, "Go to the river and take our bodies." He went with the priests, deacons, and the people to the river and found the bodies. They carried the bodies with great honor and placed them in a beautiful shrine, and their strife was heard in all the countries. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah.